Proclamation number 6860, dated the June 29th, 1957. No liberation without Jesus Christ. You need me if you want to be liberated from your adversary. You cannot free yourselves from him on your own. You need help, and only one can provide it. Jesus Christ, who overcame the adversary by his death on the cross. I myself was in him, and he and I are one. Thus you have to request help from me in Jesus Christ, and you will truly receive it. If you acknowledge a God yet cannot relate this God to Jesus Christ, the divine Savior, then your acknowledgement of God is not yet certain. Then you merely speak with your mouth, without faith in your heart, and then you walk your earthly path without me, and you will be unable to become free from the one who opposes me and still controls you, and whose power you cannot overcome by yourselves. Believe me when I tell you that you need me, or you will not fulfill the purpose of your earthly life, the separation from the one whom you once followed voluntarily, and the return to me, your God and Father since eternity. I am always willing to help you get away from him, but you have to request this help from me because your will determines whether I can liberate you, since the adversary has the same claim on you as long as you share his will, which amounts to renouncing me. However, your weakness as a fallen being is taken into account. A human being died for you on the cross for the sake of love and mercy, who knew of your weakness and hence also that it would be impossible for you alone to break the chains put upon you by my adversary, although it was your own fault. I embedded myself in this human Jesus because I took pity on your weak, helpless, tormented state, and because I wanted to give you the opportunity to return to me and to your original state, which is freedom and bliss for you. Thus I made the sacrifice of compensation on your behalf. In a manner of speaking, I myself paid for the guilt of your past apostasy from me in the human being Jesus, and I offered my adversary the ransom for you to set you free if you ask for it yourselves. But you also have to voice this request. You have to want to come to me, and you have to want to belong to those whose souls I have bought back from your master. You have to make use of Jesus Christ's help. You have to call to me again in Jesus Christ, and you can certainly do so if you believe in him, in his act of salvation, in my human manifestation in him. Only then will you have certain faith in me myself. Then I will have become alive in you, and then you will no longer walk your earthly path without me, but then you will also surely reach your goal. And thus you only need to seriously question the purpose and objective of your earthly life and your true task. And you should only have the sincere will not to have failed at the end of your life on this earth. And if you have this will, then ask Jesus Christ for help, the only one who can help you, because he and I are one, and when you call to him you call to me, and your call will not go unheeded. Anyone who genuinely wants to reach the goal of his earthly life will soon have his thoughts guided into the right direction, and he will realize that there is no help without Jesus Christ. But I cannot determine the innermost desire that is free. I can only ever warn and remind you again. I can stimulate your thoughts, but you have to act in accordance with this inner desire, and such will be your state of maturity when you leave this earth. Amen.